This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are players looking at the Niners and saying, that's the team in the NFC I want to go to win a ring? Not that it's just the NFC. Hell, you got to think about other teams around the AFC as well. Like, I think you lump the Niners in the same place you lump maybe, you know, the Baltimore Ravens or the Buffalo Bills. You know, they had, those teams had better years last year, but historically, they're all kind of muddled in the same area. Obviously, the Bills and the Ravens have been blocked by the Chiefs, so they haven't been able to get there. But I think the Chiefs...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
For the first time in a long time, I actually believe the Chiefs might be taking a slight step back next year. And I catch myself knowing, you know, I watch the AFC West all year long. I'm very tapped into all things there. And they'll probably cruise to winning the AFC West title. They'll host a playoff game and they'll be back in the AFC Championship because they're the Patriots of this era now. Like that, they're the Tom Brady, they're the Bill Belichick Patriots of the 2000s. But I look at the rest of the league, and I'm not so sure, Nick, if I'm a free agent and I say, I want to go win a ring, the Niners are one of my top three choices. You seem to think they still are.
I think they can be because they have the foundation of such a great organization in the last 5 to 10 years, Spadone. That's what I'm banking on. I'm banking on the power of Kyle Shanahan to be able to talk to whomever may come in the doors out there in Santa Clara and say, hey, We know what it takes to get there. We just haven't gotten over the hump yet. And there's still time to do it. We believe in Purdy. We think he's the guy. We're going to get that deal wrapped up. But even as we're started to go through this conversation, there's a team that also now has a rookie, well, not a rookie anymore, but a guy on a rookie contract that would be one of those destinations that you think that other players would start to look at that could give the Niners some trouble. And that's the Commanders. When you have Jaden Daniels playing at the level he was playing at last year, you have Dan Quinn providing that extra energy that that team has needed for so long and getting them set up structurally sound defensively with more help on the way. That's the team now that I'd look at, aside from the Eagles, like you said, where you go, oh, because Niners fans know full well how much it means to have Purdy, and certainly his Mr. Relevant. He was on the best rookie contract that
are you kidding me?
Possibly could be.
Best bargain in sports.
Completely. But when you have a guy who's on a rookie deal as a quarterback, it allows for other moves to be made around other parts of your roster. The Niners aren't going to have that luxury anymore. The Bay has been bracing for it now for a couple years. But that is a team. If you're telling me, all right, I'm going to go play with Jaden Daniels for a group that was on the cusp of making the Super Bowl, or I'm going to trust that Kyle Shanahan can get things back in order offensively and find a way to start racking up points as some of the weapons leave, that is an interesting battle between two teams, one that seems very much on the rise, one team out here in the Bay that seems like it used to be and has to find its way again.
And speaking of those Washington Commanders, they are slotted right now for going total cap space. So teams like that have a lot of money to spend this offseason. Washington Commanders number 3 right now in total cap space.
There you go.
$79 million in total cap. Then they got the Raiders at 95, and then the New England Patriots have $125 million. They're going to have to overpay to help get some Drake May some help. God, that guy needs... Because he made some throws. He made some plays last year where it was like, okay, Drake May, they may have found something there. Yep. They may have found something in Drake May. But yeah, they're going to need to overpay. Maybe Debo goes there. Maybe they get Debo. Maybe they get T. Higgins. Get some weapons for one Drake May. But yeah, you look at Washington, trying to see some other teams in the NFC that have a lot of money to spend. The Bears, obviously, Ben Johnson coming in there now. Disappointing season. Kind of mixed bag of Caleb Williams. I think we all thought that they were just going to hit the ground running and they were going to be a playoff team instantly. I was drinking that Kool-Aid. I still think Caleb can be really good. It's just the Bears' dysfunction. I think, again, we always underrate it. Franchises matter. Ownership matters, top to bottom. And look at the Washington Commanders. Again, key example, ownership. Get rid of Dan Snyder, bring in Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, all that crew. Look what happened. Second year in the playoffs.
It's a perfect segue to another wrinkle in our conversation, though, because why, if you're a free agent or somebody who's looking for a change of scenery in the NFL, why would you consider coming out here? Because you trust that Shanahan knows what he's doing, that Lynch will find the right pieces to build on that roster, and that Jed York will continue to spend the money that it takes to make one of the best organizations historically over time in the league that much greater as the money continues to pile in. The Bears, I know way too much about based on my time in Chicago, and the McCaskey family just doesn't spend usually, historically, on the same level.
I like real quick how you said, I know way too much about the Bears. Like it was a bad thing that you knew all this Bears knowledge.
It scares
that
me.
That you hate the, like, I hate that I know all this about the Chicago Bears.
It scares me. I think they finally made a good coaching hire. Yeah. If ever there was a guy who could find Caleb Williams to help get him on the right path, it is Ben Johnson. We saw what he did so often in Detroit with that group. But this is where the best organizations always know what players want to hear the most. And certainly at the top of any of those conversations, Spadone is money. And we'll see what the Niners decide to do there. But on top of money, 1A is, how do you treat players and their families? And do players trust that you're trying to win every year at the highest possible level? The Niners have proven that. They have to kind of not a complete rebuild, but reload on the fly with a proud group that continues to almost get there, but just doesn't get all the way through. I think they're still very viable. I think the league still believes that Shanahan is what he appears to be.
Oh.
But we'll see what happens over the course of the next few months, and I think it all is going to start to line up. Once you get Purdy in place, we're going to find out how much other players respect what he is now and what he can be moving forward.
Are the 49ers still a destination if you're a free agent that's trying to ring chase? 888-957-9570. Right now, I was talking about total cap space. The Niners are slotted 12th in total cap space here with $47 million. Obviously, going to go to the Purdy contract. But it's the I always say this, the cap is so fugazi because you could restructure contracts. You can push guaranteed money. You could circumvent this thing like the best of them. Now, you can get yourself in trouble if you do that and you keep pushing and pushing because you end up like the New Orleans Saints who are $51 million over the cap and they need to get back under the cap. I always get the over and under because it's negative, but you know, you're in the red. You need to get out of that. Feels like the Saints have been in this position for like 5 years in a row. It's just a mess there. Good luck to Kellen Moore going up there. I don't know what they're going to do with their quarterback. They got Derek Carr still. They're going to cut him. There's so many different things happening in the league. That's why I just love the NFL right now too. So I can talk about the New Orleans Saints and what's going on there. I can talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, who didn't make the playoffs this last year. Joe Burrow had one of the greatest seasons you'll ever see from a quarterback who didn't make the playoffs. Wasn't his fault. Offense was amazing. But they're trying to sign three guys, right? They're trying to re-sign Ja'Marr Chase, who played on his fifth-year deal. Or he's heading to his fifth year. I always get those two confused. But he was holding out for a little bit, but he played, was an absolute baller.
He was awesome.
T. Higgins, who's also trying to get paid. He's the number two, but he's still a very good. He could be a number one in a place like New England who probably would like to pay him a lot of money. They're trying to keep him. Oh, and Trey Hendrickson, who's one of the most underrated defensive linemen in the league, defensive end, who just puts double-digit after double-digit sacks together. So there's a lot of hard truths that are going to be coming this NFL offseason, these next couple months. And Nick, there's going to be some players that you're going to be scratching your head like, oh, wow, I didn't think they were going to cut that guy. But hard truths start happening with some of these teams. Cooper Kupp, he's older. Rams told him, sorry, bud, we got Puka Nacua now. Your days are numbered as soon as that guy emerged. It's a numbers game, whether it's the age, whether it's the money. And you know what? That's the case for Deebo Samuel. Now, Debo's the one asking away. I think the Niners in their heart of hearts probably want to move on from Deebo anyways. I know they said, and John Lynch said a couple months ago when they were doing their end of the season press, they're like, oh no, we have no intention of trading him. I was like, well, you have intention of cutting him? Because I think that's what's going to be happening.
It always felt like when you watched the way things played out a couple years ago, when he first was like, I want out, and then we pulled you back in.
They demanded a trade a couple years ago.
It feels like this one is different. It feels like the relationship has run its course as you watch it from a distance. Spadone, what's so interesting to me, though, in hearing you rattle off the Bengals situation and hearing us talk about the Commanders and having all the different layers. Detroit was such a great story throughout most of the year, but then fell flat in that home playoff game. That underscores to me, again, how much power the NFL has compared to the NBA, baseball, and everything else. Your average sports fan, and you and I grew up, we've loved all these different games our entire lives. Your average sports fan now knows so much more of the minutiae in the NFL. The NBA out here is so powerful because people are into Steph and they love the Warriors. But start asking people on the street what they think of the Jazz's situation and what Danny Ainge has to go through in the cap. I mean, nobody cares.
They say, oh, Danny Ainge, you know, the guy that played for the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, isn't he still running the Celtics? Yeah. I mean, people, you want to talk about processing, then be like 3-4 years behind. I just think from a conversational standpoint, that whole exchange is so interesting to me because there are so many people that are wrapped up into the beast that is the NFL, but not only that, the information that pops out of the league all the time. And that day-to-day feel about the NBA that might have been there 10 or 15 years ago isn't the same anymore. Fans follow their one team. They don't follow the league on the whole compared to what your average sports fan knows about the NFL and can spit out all the time.
It really is incredible when you think about it. And fantasy football, obviously a huge aspect in this, the betting, the DraftKings, the FanDuel aspect. It's just, it's massive. And eventually when California gets on the boat here and we, you know, you all get on the same page.
Is it ever actually going
to
happen?
I think it will eventually. We obviously, you know, Uncle Sam has to get paid too, right? And Uncle Sam Jackson, shout out Kendrick Lamar in the halftime show. Love me some Samuel L. Jackson. But that's such a huge layer into all this. Not to say that, you know, the NBA doesn't have the, you know, the gambling stuff. Like, they're trying, but it just, it doesn't hit the same. When I say NBA or fantasy basketball league, if I have them, I'm not playing. People are like, in your daily fantasy, it's different, right? But people, like, you know people in your life, Nick, that don't care at all about football, but they're in a fantasy football league.
Completely.
Everyone in your office are in there. It's the same kind of like when we have a March Madness bracket. Everyone does it. It's like, oh, I like that team. I'm going to pick this mascot. I'm gonna pick
like
that.
These colors.
Right? Exactly. But that, but everyone's paying attention to football. It's like, oh, I'm going to draft Travis Kelce. Why? Oh, he's dating Taylor Swift, right? Like, that's a thing. Like, the NFL is so
very
good on,
much a thing.
They lean into all of those relationships. Whereas, yeah, there's a lot of drama that happens in the NBA, like with trades and then players and, you know, the beefs, all that. But the product, the actual product, is something that still needs to, you know, I don't know if it's bad per se, but it's not hitting like the NFL. And bringing it back to the 49ers and some of these question marks, you know, we all have. Matt Barrows, who covers the team for The Athletic, does a very good job. Love Matty Barrows. He was on Willard and Dibbs the other day. Was it Willard and Dibbs, Sam? Thumbs up. Willard and Dibbs? Thank you. A couple days ago, you can find the entire interview on...
On Wednesday.
Thank you. You can find the entire interview on YouTube or the Odyssey app. Download that bad boy. It is free. It is spectacular. Matt Barrows on the next steps in this Deebo Samuel situation.
They've allowed him to seek a trade. They're going to listen to any trade offers. They hope that trade offers come in. You know, the big catch there is that they're willing to part ways with Deebo Samuel because he's got this big, what is it, $15.4 million bonus that comes due. It's an option bonus that comes due on March 22. So any team that trades for him, you're either going to have to kind of pick up all of that contract stuff that's written in now, or you have to negotiate a new deal with him. So I'm not exactly sure how eager teams are to do that. It could happen. The 49ers are hoping it would happen. But it seems to me like if you're a team that is interested in Deebo Samuel, maybe you wait for him to be released and, you know, his contract starts over again.
Okay. So it sounds like they're going to cut him. I don't think another team is going to trade for that.
My big takeaway there, Spadone, is the release is upon us.
Right. Yeah. He's going to be gone. Teams aren't going to trade for that. They're not going to want to pay him what he's going to want. And he's going to get a fresh start somewhere else. That's what's going to happen with Deebo Samuel. All right. So Debo's gone. You start looking at the depth chart with receiver. You got Brandon Ayuk hopefully coming back at the start of next season, but we don't know. It might linger. This is a devastating knee injury he had, Nick. So to just assume he's going to be back for training camp and everything, I think don't do that. Don't set yourself up as a fan thinking you're going to get Brandon Ayuk back. And the same Brandon Ayuk prior to the injury. We don't know what he's going to look like. It wasn't like his game was built on explosion early on, so maybe that's a good thing in all this because he was an elite route runner. But how is it going to look with a knee, right? And your route running ability, how's it going to look? Is he going to be a step slower? Because as we all know in sports, if we're even just a second off, that's the difference between 10 yards and a 5-yard loss or a 10-yard gain. Like, that's what we're talking about, or an incomplete pass. So it's going to be very interesting there. So you have Juwan Jennings, and you have Ricky Pearsall. Juwan, awesome last year. He was great. I was very, like, one of the pleasant surprises of the league last year was watching what Juwan Jennings was able to do, especially in that game against the Rams where he went absolutely off for 3 touchdowns. You got George Kittle. I know he's a tight end, but he's, you know, and he's a receiver, and he's their best receiver, so I like viewing him as that. Then you got Ricky Pearsall, who, I mean, the guy got shot right down here, Nick, on Union Square. It was insane. We were all following it. He was injured prior to that, too. Couldn't get onto the practice field. Eventually comes back, and you know what? The last couple of games showed some signs of, okay, I see something here.
Maybe it's still in there somewhere.
Exactly. And that gave me some positive momentum heading into next year that he was gaining some traction with his quarterback, Brock Purdy. But that's not enough. I'm still going to be a little bit greedy here, and Shasky was kind of pushing back on me with this. why not go after a guy like Davante Adams who's out there? Now, I just said all of this when it comes to the drama. You don't want any drama on your team. You don't want any drama with the contracts. And I get it. Last year with Davante Adams, there was a lot of drama. Whether it was in Las Vegas and forcing his way off the team there, they traded him to the Jets so he can reunite with his old pal, Aaron Rodgers, and it wasn't good there. And those are, historically, again, two dumpster fires of organizations with ownership with Mark Davis, with Woody Johnson. It's, we get all that. We get that. But Davante here, he's from Palo Alto. He's a Bay Area guy. Why not? If it doesn't cost you a lot, and again, this is projection that the Jets are going to cut him. I think they are. I think they're going to retool. They're just going to get out of the Davante Adams business. Why not go after a guy like Davante Adams? Should they go after a guy like Davante Adams, Nick?
He is a producer at the highest level during his time in Green Bay, Spadone. That's what I would go back to. Can you get a guy who feels comfortable enough in a system close enough to where he grew up to feel like he can turn back the clock a little bit and be the best version of the player we've seen before? You know what I think I go back to? What does everybody have with the Warriors right now because of the Jimmy Butler acquisition? They have hope. It was a revitalization of an organization that was just kind of flat, and that's with the all-time great in Steph, in a Hall of Famer like Draymond. I think Davante Adams at this stage of his career, given what he's shown and given the missteps that he's had at times in Vegas and for a hot second in New York, I think it would fit really well because you're going to get a guy like Jimmy in this case who wants to be shown to the rest of the league that he can play at the highest level again. So I think it's worth whatever dice roll that the Niners would have to put out there to make it happen. And I absolutely believe, given what we've seen the last couple of years from him in smaller doses, that that greatness that we saw in Green Bay is still in his game somewhere.
See, I think he's a perfect complement to Brock Purdy, too, a guy that's all about timing, quick releases. That's what Davante needs. He has those quick routes. He's not gonna beat you with speed. That's not his game. He's a possession receiver, which, again, if we don't know what we're getting from Brandon Ayuk next year, that's a perfect complement to, if he's going to be out or if he's even there, a guy that can pick you up a first down if you need it, get on the same page. You know his hands are going to be legit. Hell, even when he was with the Raiders, he did have a first-team All-Pro season when he was with his buddy Derek Carr from Fresno State. He still has it in him. Again, I just put a lot of what happened last year at Davante just on the situations with those teams.
Yeah.
You know, you brought him back, Antonio Pierce in Vegas, interim coach, and, you know, it was fun. Interim coaches, that's what happens. That year he took over.
He can do it. He can do it.
He beat the Chiefs on Christmas. You know, Taylor Swift. Everyone's watching. He's like, whoa, Taylor Swift is holding Brittany Mahomes. How's this happening? And, you know, he's like crying after the game with Tracy Wolfson on CBS. They bring him back. It was a disaster. It didn't go well. They got rid of him. They brought in Pete Carroll, grown up in an organization, a guy that knows and who's won. The Jets, listen, God bless Robert Saleh. I don't think any of that was his fault. I think he just got absolutely hosed in that entire situation. Aaron Rodgers was not good. You know, Woody Johnson, who wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers early in the season for, who was it, Tyrod Taylor? Like, it was a mess over there.
Good luck with that, Woody.
Yeah, good luck with that. Well, yes. Do you know they have the longest drought of any play? Like, of any, I think, major American sports team, they had the longest drought of not making the playoffs.
And why is that in large parts, Padone? You hit the nail on the head a little bit ago because it always goes back to ownership and how a team is run.
Mm.
The Jets are not run well. They do not put the right people in the right places, both on the coaching staff and on the field, that gives you the belief that they're going to be a contender and win every time that they set foot out there. I just keep thinking about Davante Adams as we're talking about him. Who did Aaron Rodgers and Carr continuously look for when there wasn't another option that was wide open somewhere in their reads and progressions?
Oh, they forced it to him.
It was always Davante Adams. So to your point about Purdy, if you need that safety net and you lose Debo and he's gone, you need somebody that Purdy can look to, especially if Kittle can't get open on every single route that he runs. who would be that complement, especially given what he's shown in these last couple stops? It would be Davante Adams.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.